You know what you are by now. The urge is a little too real. The way you feel when you think about giving pleasure. When you think of your rigid cock wrapped in warm, willing walls. Every bit of you, only momentarily, gets lost in the joy of imagining, visualizing. So consider how the real thing would feel. Will feel, how it'll feel to just be coated, covered in juices that you sparked, elicited, made pour out over your rigid, thick, throbbing, virile, desirous shaft. To truly climb inside this role, to set aside preconceived notions and become what you are destined to be, you're going to have to deal with a few key areas of interest. But I'll be there with you. Let me be the surrogate for a little while. It's all right to think about wanting to ravish and deliver to me the same pleasure that you're going to want to direct toward any willing, alluring partner. It's all right to let my voice stand in and draw the arousal out. Because what we will create together here is something it is good to add to the world. Something you and I want out there. You as a serving, virile, pleasured, overwhelmingly lustful stud. Willing to fuck, thrust, come, or lick, or squeeze, or caress, just as you need to get yourself in the right place. To get your partner to the right conclusion, by which I mean mindless, overfucked, rutted into oblivion, entire body centering around your hard cock, slipping between wet walls of flesh or sliding between willing lips, the presence of you, the virility, the influence on mind and body, enough to make shuddering report throughout every bit of them. You want to bring pleasure. A stud's role is to bring pleasure, uniquely through your own cock, but in a selfless, giving, wonderfully useful way, where everything you experience is shared. Orbiting around your partner, your body is an offering and a temple, a beautiful culmination of training and an acting characterization exercise. This one. Learn your role well. It comes with some rewards, some triggers, some activated hypnotic conditioning that will return to you every time you get that pleasure out into the world, every time you make things simpler and happier for another, for someone who is there and willing and desirous, wet, hot, and dripping. You will provide wonderful pleasure through confidence, awareness in the moment, and a special kind of stud learning that we're going to talk about, you're going to incorporate, and it will serve you well in our shared objective. I want you hot, horny, ready, capable, able to step into this role, this world where your shaft, the length, the head, the balls, everything about it is part of a uniform, a role, a kind of service where you dominate, you take away the questions, but with a willing partner who just wants to relax, wants to know their satisfaction will be paramount, and with a horny stud fixated and focused on giving pleasure, fucking, rutting, coming, filling the world with moans, sighs, shudders, the mindless joy of it all. Well, in that world, a person can trust you to bring them to their culmination, bring them to their fall. My objective is to put someone, something, a horny stud, out into the world who can add that little bit more pleasure through a confident, listening, learning, gentle but firm kind of dominance centered around an awareness that used correctly, your cock, your hands, your mouth, your body is a way to bring pleasure channeling into the world. A way to take these vibrations of voice and will, move them through you, and project that thrusting, fucking, shuddering world that exists now only in your and my shared fever dream, but will soon be very real for those lucky enough to experience it. Lucky enough to experience you. You are thesis and experiment and pleasure-bringing agency out in the world. So let's start learning. Let's start teaching about pleasure, about being an over-pleasured, cock-centric, joy-giving stud, focused between your own legs, but also on every pleasure center of others, a sponge for information about giving pleasure, about implementing that mind-numbed, white-hot, euphoric state where all someone does is drool as they bounce on your cock. You have to earn that. You have to give it to someone who wants that from you, who wants to be bred, fucked, presented with the opportunity, which you will practice for, learn about, implement into yourself. Well, presented with that, you can go all out. Preparation for that moment is the fulcrum on which the stud's mind turns and turns. And the only real leverage we need is your cock pulsing away. Its melody of pleasure, of listening, of learning, of thinking the things I have to say could be worthwhile. So learn. Grow. And I don't just mean the thickness between your legs that might already be swelling, already be extending. Though just as I encouraged you to let me stand in the place as the target of the desires, horny, lustful, overwhelming, that you may be feeling, so too I do encourage you to focus on your core muscles, on the way you feel between your legs, on the way you feel dripping, the way you feel throbbing. Every second you're there, every moment you're listening, feel your body grow in pleasured intensity. Feel the swelling there between your legs. Pleasant, fulfilling, your cock thick, sandwiched between your thighs. Squeeze your legs together for a moment, then spread them. Let your balls feel the air brushing across. Feel the heat on your cock as if it were already fulfilling its function. The desire to swing your hips is almost overwhelming, purely because you know what you are learning to be. Consider this your training course now. If you have not already, slide your hand between your legs. Feel your thickness, feel your length, but think of it in terms of how, if it slid into the wet folds of a willing, needy, lustful partner, you would feel the report of the nervous system, the desire filling your head, the awareness flooding your body. You would feel like you knew exactly what you needed to do. Thrust, fill, fulfill, fill the world with the sound of your thickness sliding between wet, willing walls, squeezing pleasure out of you, but you're giving it as well. That's what I want you to visualize. The point your nerve endings contact with another's body, the point that you interact, causing the lips to be spread, you cause pleasure, rubbing across a sensitive area, a little button that sends that jolt into them. That's pleasure you bring. The heat of your cock, the texture, the unique way it can be pushed in just a little, even when it's rock hard. The unique, spongy texture of the head, pushing against deep areas, or even just rubbing over someone's tongue. You can bring pleasure to the world. Your stud cock. And once you're coupled, once you're joined, once you're connected, the thrusting can begin. The hard, long, slow road to what you cherish above all else. Climax. The ones you feel. and the ones you give, filling the world with it. Your cock, brain dripping down into your cock. Your length is the place where all this pleasure fixates. And it feels better and better. Stroke it for me. Become aware of it. Stroke it, but imagine that you were thrusting in, out, hot, wet, nourishing, nurturing, building, confident, mind-numbing, stud mindset. That slap, 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 thrust, thrust, smack your hips against. Feel around you. Feel against you. Feel how cooperatively you can bring shivering pleasure into the world just by using your hard, dripping cock, filling, thrusting, or being an example of how aroused you are. By showing how turned on you are, you allow others to feel a similar arousal, a satisfaction and confidence in themselves, which for the stud individual is automatic anyway. Thrusting, dripping, drooling, hard, hot. Instead of your own pleasure, which you will feel no matter what, the stud's pursuit is to be as enthusiastic about the pleasure of others as they should be about your hard, confident, dripping, thrusting, pleasure-bringing tool, your member, your length, the focus and cause, motivator, and needing, pleasure-bringing focus of the stud existence. When you give pleasure, you feel it echoing back into you. When you thrust, fuck, fill, claim, bring pleasure to another, you envision how it feels for them, and you get to roll with it. You get to reel with it. You get to feel it in your own body. Thrusting, filling, fucking, knowing how good it feels for someone you give pleasure to, imagining just how it must feel if you exactly stir them up inside in the right way. Have confidence. Thrust your cock forward. Your mind fixates between your legs. You think about your shaft, your length throbbing. You think about every pleasure you can give and get. The stud is confident. The stud is cock-centric. The stud is a student of pleasure. Those three facts create the character. Confident in a way where you know, cooperatively with the desirous subject of your attentions, with someone who has seen your throbbing length and wants it inside, wants to service it as you will service them, the only thing you need to think about is how to actualize and bring that pleasure. Stroke your cock, work your hard cock, feel your muscles straining, involve your whole body. Yes, confidence, because you are specifically contemplating doing this thing and doing it well. But more than mere confidence, there's also the awareness that you are proactive, cock-focused, aware, and ready. You are everything you need to be to bring more pleasure into the world. Trust me that your training and practice will bring you to the conclusion you desire. Stroke your cock. Think about your hard stud cock bringing pleasure to the world. Think about the throb and the drip of it. Think about the stir and the moan of it. The buck of your hips. The melt of your mind. Think and focus. Fixate and feel. A stud cock feels everything it dishes out. It's only fair that you feel the squeezing way you could contract around that hard cock. After all, you are sparking the sensation, the desire. You have put out into the universe the desire to be fucked, filled. That's why you should be confident. You have to live up to an expectation, but it is one you are preparing for. You are aware of. You are willingly taking on the mantle of pleasuring a willing partner to the limits of your capability, as much as they can take, Pleasure, pleasure. Oh, you'll get your share. After all, that hypercharged cock between your legs is our mutual focus. I'm thinking of it. You're thinking of it. You're probably touching it, and if you have refrained, I encourage it. Slide your hand down there. Begin to touch in a way that will bring you to the limit the same way I would. Imagine what a willing partner could do to you with your sensitized cock. You'll give as good as you get because studs are confident, willing, focused. The same fervor you give to focusing on your hard-on growing, 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 you will give to the pleasure you give out, the pleasure you deal out again and again with the permission, enthusiasm, attention, and confidence of a willing, sublimated, submitting, desirous partner. Rigidly fixated on your cock, just as its hardness comes from the desire to bring pleasure. When that pleasure is returned, you'll get harder and harder still. See an image in your mind, your own cock, springing up, hard, hot, demonstrating your arousal by slapping against your belly. The tip is hard. Your fluids are drooling down it. Think of how obvious a transmission of desire that is. See a dripping, wet sex desiring your cock. See lips moistened, parted, the tongue out like a red carpet, there to welcome that very important member between your legs, which is the fixation and focus of the stud's sexual ache. See it. Desire it. Know that you will bring pleasure because it's what you're made for. And your awareness of your cock just heightens that. Confidence is the first tenet of the stud because you are there to play a part you have prepared for, a part you are thinking about. The more you think of your cock and how it can bring pleasure, parting, filling, the way nerve endings feel when they contact that warm, slightly spongy, giving surface, the hardness of you and how it transmits to the world, you are ready, willing, desirous. Anyone who wants you badly enough that you can comfortably show them how hard you are is going to be turned on in turn. There's something beautifully reifying about seeing arousal. When somebody sees how bad they've turned you on, they might even feel embarrassed or a little shy, or maybe they'll just feel hornier and hornier. But when you're hard, you should really be hard. A stud's mind focused on fucking, fixating, filling, fulfilling, filling a part, filling a need. Your hard cock is there to please, there to give. Learning more about what makes someone so euphorically pleasured they can barely move except to move closer and tighter, wetter, against your hardness. Knowing that is the stud's duty. So watch how they react. Ask. A stud is a student. You may be in the moment, and you are. A stud is always in the moment. But you are a student of desire. You want to know what they want you to do. Your cock may be the symbol of your desire, but you have a tongue, you have a body, you have hands and will and the ability to cooperate. Find out what someone wants, what will drive them into a sexual frenzy, what turns them on. A stud is confident, horny and pleasured, and a stud is definitely interested in exactly what someone wants, what someone is interested in receiving. Feel the pleasure at the very idea of giving pleasure to another. This is the role. This is the role you have picked up. This is what you have picked up. And now that I've informed your cock about this kind of existence for pleasure, this kind of living to give, a stud lives to give, confident, horny, virile, hard, desirous. You know it now. And some knowledge once picked up is part of you. After all, I've painted a vivid picture, but your mind's the canvas. You're the one who'll have to get the paint off if you want to abandon the stud way of thinking. If you want to just have your cock go back to being stroked and being there to fuck. instead of fulfilling its full potential by being the be-all and end-all of someone's cyclic, ever-increasing euphoric ascent into a pleasure so deep they sweat and tremble and shiver at the mere sight of your length. Give someone a reason to bite their lip in barely contained arousal, to run their hands over their body at the very sight of your hard-on pushing up into the air. Give someone a reason why, when they see the slickness of your pre-cum running down your horny cock, when they see your muscles tense and your body offer itself for their perusal and examination, they become aroused in turn. Be the echo of pleasure you want to see in the world, want to see in your partners, want to see played all over their face. You want your cock to turn someone on, then you, the stud behind it, the mind behind it, need to be a student of pleasure. Studs live to give and receive pleasure, pleasure filling, a body with nerve endings bright and white hot, waiting for it. Always waiting for the opportunity, the right time to play the role. It's taking shape in your brain. You've listened about it, had me talk it up long enough. It's finding its home in your brain. The stud existence. Those long tendrils of influence from your stud cock weaving up through your body, finding your pleasure centers and saying, yes, that is what I want to be. That's what you want to be. Stroke your cock. Work your length. Feel the shaft and imagine how another would feel it filling them, or feel it if they examined it with their fingers or tongue. There's a lot to recommend: your length, its hardness, the way when you're turned on enough you can feel your heartbeat throbbing in it, the heat, the natural, sticky, cloying heat of your cock pressed against, or within, or upon someone who wants you, someone you want, weaving together until your bodies become less separate and more the act of fucking, filling, breeding, giving, exploring, coming, until mindlessness and sweat and orgasm and the collapse into a tangle of overfucked limbs is the only thought in your brain, in theirs, in your shared mated existence. You want to explore that. You want to give that. And that is the lesson, the groundwork. And now that I've told your cock that there is such a way, well, it's hardly going to be me pushing you onward into an exploration of pleasure, a provision of rigid desire, and an improvement of your confident, best, studworthy self. Live to give pleasure. Explore yourself. Know and be aware. Practice clenching those muscles at the base of your cock. Make it stick right up and broadcast your desire. After all, others feel the same way as you. And when your hard cock is seen in its wonderful, throbbing, obviously aroused state, you'll spark an answering arousal. When a stud observes willing, voluntary, sensual interaction, of course that hard-on gets thicker, your mind gets a little more relaxed, and you can just go with the flow. That's where the confidence comes from, and it's why it's easier and easier to make your cock harder and harder, your mind more locked in to the pleasure-giving student of pleasure mindset of a stud on the prowl, out looking for someone who wants to be given pleasure in the ways you're best at, and who can become as lost in that spasmodic, almost hypnotic pleasure spark that comes with the erection of your cock, the sensual thoughts you think, and the prioritization of the pleasure of others. Prioritize others and feel that priority shift make you harder, hotter, more satisfied. If your pleasure is only incidental, you're still going to feel more of it than you can stand when you are fulfilling your function, doing what you're made to do, what you want to, have secretly craved to all along, confident, pleasure-giving, cock-centric stud existence. Now that you know about it, Really, I could do nothing at all. And you'd still drift down that path, throbbing all the way.